This is Story of the Gods, brought to you by Chamit FM. Hi, my name is Perpetua Fasomi Peter, and in this podcast, I will be sharing with you popular and not so popular folk stories from African mythology. These are tales passed down by our ancestors, and I hope you find them interesting. Hi, it's so good to have you plugged in today. And yes, we're still in Southeast Nigeria where we're talking about the Igbo gods. And so today we'll be talking about Amadioha. I want to believe if you've seen some Igbo movies, you would have heard Amadioha. Maybe someone feels like he's been cheated or something, and then he goes to a hill or a mountain and then he shouts Amadioha. If you have heard that before, then this is me trying to tell you more about that Amadioha. Amadioha, who is also known as Kamalu, is a major Igbo god and is also considered to be the god of thunder. Well, you can say he's arguably the most popular Igbo deity among all the gods in Igbo cosmology. Amadioha's life was full of adventures. I mean, from his battle with a lion at the age of 6, and even leading the Battle of Isikwato, which of course involved the people of Ndiokoroku, Isiago, and Ihube. This was also known as the defeat at Okigwe. That particular battle, known as the defeat at Okigwe, he led that battle at the age of 17, and he was draped in his dada hair and his hairy chest. He was a fine boy, you know. So it was during this particular war that Urashi, his best friend, his friend for so many years, was killed. And that dealt a heavy blow. That was a big deal for him. He loved his friend so much. But then guess what he did? The murder of Urashi was actually orchestrated by Ugu, that's the god of pride. And then the god of pride was definitely struck dead at night by Amadioha. And that was out of anger and vengeance for the murder of Urashi. Amadioha, the god of thunder, belongs to the category or group of divinities which is said to manifest the wrath of the supreme being. So Amadioha is believed to be carrying out a function on behalf of the supreme being, and that function, of course, is to deal with people who are doing terrible things, the evil ones, the bad people. So that's his own function. Now, Amadioha falls into the class of gods known as war divinities, often depicted in the Mbari house by a statue of man holding a gun. Just like the Igbo peoples, there are other ethnic groups in Nigeria that have their own local names for war divinities or gods of thunder. So it's not something that is peculiar to the Igbos alone. No, we have other tribes that have it also. Maybe Thor.
Mama.
Yeah, we can tell you're hammered. It's pretty obvious.
You know that? Anyway, let's come back to Africa. Yeah, we have the Sokoba Inupe, and we also have the Shango in Yoruba, and some other examples you'll find in various ethnic groups. You can find some in Edo, you find some in some other places, really, even Efik. But then Amadioha, believed to be a god of great military might, is described as the general of all the divinities in Igboland. You can call him a military engineer, and you can also call him a tactician. Now let's talk about some of the things Amadioha was known for. The Igbo believe that Omumaigwe, that's lightning, associated with Amadioha is a sign of impending doom or evil from the gods. When the Igbo see lightning, that's Omumaigwe, they feel that it's a sign of impending doom or evil from the gods. And so they also believe that this has a track, that there is a track, a path for the Omumaigwe, which is lightning. And so what they do is to avoid those tracks so they'll be on the safe side, so the Omumaigwe will not, you know, strike them or something. They also believe that Egbeligwe, that's thunder, is the messenger of Amadioha, which is normally sent to destroy the evil dwarfs or houses and trees in which evil things are either hidden or buried, and even poison. And so there are cases when the evil men and women are struck to death by thunder as they are returning from wherever it is they've gone to get some charms, or wherever it is they've gone to do something terrible, or they are planning to do something terrible to someone. It's believed thunder strikes them dead. Another thing is about the farmlands. And so there are farmlands that are being destroyed by thunder because of the charms that some people, the evil people, of course, have buried there, or the evil people are trying to harm or to kill someone. Because of that, that farmland is destroyed. In the days of our forebears, that's our forefathers, when there were frequent occurrences of intertribal war, the Igbo people always revered and worshipped Amadioha for protection and victory in time of war. Who else, if not Amadioha, the god of war? I mean, they couldn't be calling on another god for that. That's his function, so he has to perform his function. So that's the main reason the cult of Amadioha is renowned in most parts of the defunct Owerri province and even its environs, if not to the present Owerri. Amadioha is among the major gods of the land, which received sacrifice before Mbari houses declared open after its completion by Mbari workers, that's Ndimbe. In some villages and communities of Igbo land, there are people who cannot afford to build for Amadioha. So what do? They represent it by a forked stick, which is found in front of the shrine. Now, for a newly erected Amadioha cult, a large white linen cloth is normally used as its emblem, and it's suspended by two strong long poles, one on each side. This white cloth does not contain any diagram or any mark whatsoever, and even when the cloth gets dirty, you dare not replace it. Now, that's a warning in case you're considering what I've been saying about Amadioha. Don't you dare. Don't replace it. I know you can be so nice, but don't be that nice. You don't have to. It's never replaced even if it's dirty and even when it's torn. Because of course, you know, when something is kept outside for a long time, so many things will happen to it. But hey, if it's Amadioha's clothes, you don't touch it. Even when it's torn, you leave it that way. Another thing you don't do is try to bring it down. You're like, okay, it's dirty, so let's bring it down and put up another one. No, you don't do that as long as the priest is still living, the priest that erected it. So it's until the priest dies, then during the priest burial, the white cloth can be removed and another one tied, the burial ceremony. Now, building of the Amadioha cult is normally done at a very strategic place. It has to be strategic. However, in most places, the front of the Amadioha occupies one or even both sides of the main road, and it has to be a busy one for the natives. You know, it could be the road leading to their village, the stream or river, or even farmlands. There has to be traffic there. And there, a long bamboo pole is normally suspended horizontally in the air by two strong, big forked sticks, one on each side. Now, some charms and medicinal grass are tied to the suspended pole, smeared by blood of a fowl and pasted with feathers. It is believed that any evildoer can never pass under it and go free without being struck to death or afflicted with an incurable disease. So, you can tell now why it has to be in a conspicuous place, a place where there is traffic, so evildoers will be struck right there and then. Now, big trees and thick bush normally surround the Amadioha shrine. Antiquated objects like broken pots, boxes, bottles, mirrors, iron pots, and even cups are found inside the Amadioha grove. There are special instruments in Amadioha grove which are represented in Bari paintings. There are several instruments in Amadioha grove, and these instruments are actually represented in Mbari paintings, and a few of them include Ogu, that's the hoe, we have the animal horn, we have the metal gong, and we also have Mma, that's knife. These are some of the things you see, and there are also animals that are sacred and dedicated to the god of thunder. Now, these animals are often regarded as the daughters and property of Amadioha. Nobody dares harm or kill them to avoid the wrath of Amadioha. And among them, we have the ram of Amadioha, we have the sheep of Amadioha, and we also have the cow of Amadioha. That's Ibile Amadioha, Atura Amadioha, and Ehi Amadioha. No man or woman can molest or harm them for any reason. There are also other animals like the dogs and the goats, and these animals are sacred and dedicated to Amadioha. And guess what? There is a whole lot more to learn about Amadioha. Talk about growing up, how he was born, talk about his parents, his youth, you know, a lot of things about him that we still need to talk about. So I'll be talking about that in our next episode. I bet you want to listen to that. Well, that's all for this episode, and thanks for listening. And remember, if you want to support what we do on this show, then please share with your friends, subscribe, and leave a review over on iTunes. And that's all for now, but I'll see you in the next episode of Story of the Gods, hosted by me, Perpetua Fasomi Peter, from Jamit.fm. Story of the Gods is produced by Ike Orizu and myself, editing and mixing done by Ike Orizu. Story of the Gods is a production of Jamit.fm.